and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Walgreens is just around the corner with the grocery essentials you need, so you can get in and out fast and avoid the grocery store hassle. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the
rain. How much longer to Memorial Day?
I think it's next week.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah.
This rover.
Why did I ever go in the radio business to begin with?
Because you're stupid.
Who was that?
I don't know.
But whoever it was.
Is that one of us?
Has everybody.
One of us.
Everybody that's ever worked.
Yeah. That voice is representative of anyone who's in this business at this particular time. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. I have no idea what kind of Memorial Day weekend you've had. I hope it was good. I will say that this was the probably single best Memorial Day weekend I ever had. I'm not big on Labor Day weekend, and I'm one of these people that let's pack a cooler and go to the whatever. You know, we go to the lake. I go pretty much all year, most every weekend. So that in itself is not a big deal. This was a big one because it was both boys. My daughter was in from California, so we're all together. My daughter-in-law, my son's girlfriend, the one who's not married, my daughter's, I guess I can call him boyfriend. She won't get upset. It's her boyfriend, for goodness sakes. He was there, so we're all there. It was fantastic. It was actually a really, really good weekend. And then we're going to get around to whatever it is you want to discuss about the weekend. I start by saying thank you, everybody who wrote me about Thursday's show. I probably got more email than I've ever gotten for any Veterans Day or Memorial Day show. But the one interesting email, and I didn't save it because I know what it said, then there was no point in reading it because I can tell you what she said. I think her name was Joan. And I'm going to have Peon play. We started the show Thursday with the Star Spangled Banner. And this is the rendition we played. I won't play all of it. I'll just play you enough of it that you'll get a feel for how it's performed. For how it's performed. That's not the one, because there's no applause on the one that we did. It doesn't start with applause.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. Performed.
Idiot.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous.
We're going to play the whole thing. Go ahead. We'll just play it all.
The ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
And that's how we started Thursday's show. Now, we've done it before. We've played that group. That's the Gaither vocal band. We've played them, I don't know, four, five, six times. And even as soon as it ended Thursday, Dan, during the first break, said to me, oh, I got somebody wants to know who was that group. They wanted the name of it. I've gotten emails from people going, oh, my goodness, I got to get a copy of that Star Spangled Banner. So I get my email Friday, and for the first time ever, it just goes to show you how different people are. This lady says to me, she says, wow, Thursday's show and the tribute to the veterans and Memorial Day, everything was wonderful, except for whoever that was who, and here's the word she used, murdered the Star Spangled Banner.
Holy cow. Murdered it.
She said, except for whoever murdered. Now, murdering the Star Spangled Banner is what Roseanne Barr did.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's what I think Jose Feliciano did. It's what several heavy metal rock, it's what lots of people have done.
Wow.
I've heard people murder it. To me, in no way is that murdering the Star Spangled Banner. But I appreciate all feedback. That one I didn't see coming. I
wouldn't either. That's one of the best renditions.
Well, I've said that the two best I've ever heard are that one and Sandy Patty's. Mm-hmm. Sandy Patty's Star Spangled Banner. If it weren't for the fact that she drags it out way too long. You remember?
Oh, yeah. It's like 5 minutes.
It's a five-minute Star Spangled Banner. Now, to me, that's excessive. And the only reason it's acceptable to me is that the first 3 minutes is so unbelievably powerful. What a job she does. But, Joan, thank you for the email. And never expected that rendition to be considered murdering the Star Spangled Banner. Hey,
Ron Caron, he used to be the general manager for the St. Louis Blues. Right. Yeah. And I would have a press pass. This was a long time ago at the old arena.
Now, is this a counterfeit that you made or
real? No, this was real.
Back when he was legit.
Yeah, okay. Back when I was legit.
Before you turned to crime.
Got in, yeah. But Ron Caron would sit in the press area and he did get in trouble. He got into a big fight one time, which then in turn they moved him over across the ice, completely across the ice, and you could see him. But he would yell and complain about the national anthem and just say, why do they have to make it so long? Why can't we just get it over with and play the
voice,
hockey?
The voice of Ron Caron, pretty good.
He would just complain and bitch like crazy up there about the national anthem. And if the Blues played a Canadian team, holy moly, they played the Canadian national anthem and the
name. You have to sing both, yeah.
I think that for a lot of performers, this is maybe the biggest audience they've ever had. Okay, so they've got the spotlight, so they're going to hold it as long as they can, which means they're going to hold some notes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and the home of the... just a lot of pauses.
Especially some of those hockey... different stadium or arenas that have they have specific singers that do it, and boy, they milk it.
Yeah. Now, so for those who did like it, it was the Gaither, Gaither vocal band. It's Bill Gaither's singer. Bill Gaither is a prolific gospel songwriter and singer in his own right. So it's the Gaither vocal band. Nothing religious about it. It's the Star Spangled Banner. So thank you, Joan, for that. Now, and for all the other great emails I got. We're going to do some Burke segment. We're going to talk to John Londoff. Going to get caught up. We've got 3 days' worth of business to do, or 4 days' worth in 3 days. And then I had one of those, and we've talked about this before, one of those awkward and sort of, how do you deal with this situations that happened over the weekend? And it had to do with obscenity on a T-shirt at a pool with families and kids. And I had my sons with me and my daughter's boyfriend. So it was 4-1. And I felt very good about that. I don't know that if alone I probably would have confronted this guy and his girlfriend. But it's one of those situations where we sit around and say, why, somebody ought to go up and tell them, but you never do. So in this case, we did. And my older son's the one who walked up to the guy because he's, of the four of us, he's the biggest. He's like 6'2 and 230 or 40. And then the other three of us are standing there. So the guy had no choice but to, yes, sir, I understand, sir, and leave. And it was a very obscene shirt that his little slut girlfriend was wearing. And we'll get to that later. But first, Burke segment. You must have something. It's been a whole weekend. I mean.
I do. I have something.
Well, I believe I see two heads nodding. We'll start with Dan. Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
For the first time, and I've never really done anything like this, but for me it's been barbecues or whatever has been going on Memorial Day weekend. I went to, and I did this last year. I have a friend that has family and had family in Ellis Grove, Illinois. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it.
It's between Redbud and Chester, Illinois.
Must be a big, big town.
Oh, it is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you say something's between Redbud and Chester.
You blink and, and you're through the town. This is the coolest little town, but we went up there and they have two churches. One church, they have the actual church service, and then the other church, they have a Memorial Day service for the soldiers. The cemetery is right there between the two churches. And then they have a town hall, and then they have people that make food, and you have a little buffet. And by the way, the food is tremendous.
It always is at those things.
Oh, man.
Those little towns.
Oh, yeah. And it's like a little Mayberry-type town where everybody knows everybody. Where are you from?
I love those towns, except for the fact that everybody knows everybody's business.
They do.
Right. So
they not only know everybody, but they know their business.
Oh, they do. And you can tell. It's like, who are you with? Oh, I'm with so-and-so. Oh, I remember them, and they did this and this and this, and they run through the whole laundry list of stuff. But it was the coolest thing, and I stayed for the actual memorial service, and they had a VFW there, and they did a 21-gun salute. But they did it in a way to where it was short, compact, but very, very powerful. And then they played taps at the end. So they did the 21-gun salute. They had someone stand up that was a speaker, and he talked about he was from there and moved away and came back and talked about being in the service and everything and told a couple of stories, and they were fun, and then went out to the cemetery, and they did the 21-gun salute and then played taps, and it was really nice. It was really a cool little thing. And being in that small town, I don't think I could ever live in a small town like that.
You know what? I want to. But I'm with you. I don't think I could. Yeah. I like the idea.
No, we love traveling those small towns, but then you figure out there's nothing around here. Your closest to this is 50 miles away.
Hey, let's go to Lowe's. Oh, that's right. We don't have one.
No.
Oh, man.
We don't have one of those either.
The big thing, we needed to get a one of those SD cards for a camera. So they say, well, the closest place, you got to go down to Chester. That's 9 miles down. They know exactly, too.
Chester, home of the Popeye Festival.
Popeye, yeah.
We saw the Popeye statue. Idea of it, but I know that in a year I'd want to kill myself because I don't like that. Everybody knowing everybody's business. I'm just weird about that. I live in the woods for a reason, and that's the part I
want. They're like, you have to go down to either, you go down here to Chester, and you go left, and it's the Walmart, right before McDonald's. So they have a big thing. McDonald's is a big deal, and the Walmart.
The best part about living in those little bitty towns is when you get sick.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's coming over with soup or
pie,
and that's the good part.
Well, yeah, we figured it out. Every small town, all the ones we go to, they usually have a Casey's General Store, a Dollar General.
There's a Dollar General there.
And a Subway.
Yeah.
Every downtown small town is those three things.
Yeah.
Wow. And there are still towns that have that downtown movie theater with one screen.
Yeah.
And the marquee has one movie on it, which looks weird to us because we're used to seeing, 16 movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it. That
and
was
now,
neat,
Peon. What
I can
have?
Wait. I know we have to get our guest on, so I can wait till after.
Well, we're supposed to, but somebody doesn't have him on the phone.
I'm sorry,
I was
talking.
Doing his,
he was doing his Burke segment. You can start.
Start now.
And tell us what it's going to be about.
Okay.
We'll come back to it.
Recently, I'm desperately trying to get in shape, you know, this horrible
round. You sure can tell it.
After this horrible winter where you were not able to get outside and do anything. So we've been hiking recently. So I have a couple hikes that we did, one Saturday and one yesterday for Memorial Day.
That's a great story. Now we're going to talk to John Randolph. I told you, just start.
I did. That's right.
I think that right there is enough to get people interested.
Sure.
And now they're on the edge, of their seats. And John knows we're on a short leash today because I said we had 3 days worth of work to do. I'm sorry, 4 days worth of work in 3 days. Let's just push this button and he should be right here. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Frank.
How was Memorial Day?
Fantastic.
How was the whole weekend?
It's a great, great holiday, one that has, much memory and so much to be thankful for.
I think you're thinking of Thanksgiving.
No, things are thankful for all the unbelievable men and women that have given their lives to keep us safe. And when you look at the which war, this is a sad fact, but which war were the most fatalities?
Oh, I just looked this up today. I saw this list today. You would think it was something else, but it's actually the Civil War.
Civil War?
Well, in this country, the most fatalities.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I mean, we're talking about the Memorial Day, which we memorialize our great war heroes that gave their lives for our freedom. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, World War II had more fatalities than all parts of the world where we lost people. But in this country, yeah,
right.
The Civil War.
Yeah, but still, even the Civil War, in 500,000?
Okay. I can tell you, how many people were killed worldwide in World War II? All countries, Russia, Poland, World War II, how many people died, including America?
About U.S. soldiers, Frank.
Well, I'm just adding another statistic to you know.
Am I frustrating you right now?
No, I'm frustrating you.
First of all, it's nothing to laugh about, so okay. But my Memorial Day weekend was phenomenal. We had a great weekend. We had a super busy Friday and Saturday, met so many AM and the PM customers. I'm meeting people that are AM and the PM, like, everywhere I go. They hear my voice, and they say, we think you're so funny on the AM and the PM show.
That's why you say that.
What about what's-his-name?
Yeah, that's
like,
funny, because I hear the
too.
Same thing. It's interesting, because I hear that exact same thing from people, that they say to me, you are so funny when you're on there with Landolf. That's what they say. Isn't that interesting?
I mean, wouldn't you think this because I make you funnier?
No, I don't think
that. You want to think about that for a second?
No, huh? No. I did the show for 25 years, I think, before you came along and were part of it. And it was actually, I think we had better ratings before.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You have some of your best ratings ever. There are people listening right now that are like, gosh.
Hey, we're good.
So
we don't know.
Waiting.
You know what?
Yeah, we wouldn't know.
Yeah, here's the truth. We have no clue.
Frank God again.
We have no clue, and neither do you, neither does anybody else, what our ratings are. We don't know, and neither does anybody, and
well,
no station knows.
Let me help you with something, big boy. Your ratings are great. From the people
that
you sell cars to, from the people that I meet that you know just hear my voice. It just happened today at the one-hour dry cleaners right in the Hazelwood where I go to, and AJ and his team and a sweet lady said, I listen to you two all the time, and she's bought a car from us. And she just looking at me, she started laughing. I don't know
That's
what that
good.
Meant, but I think it was because she just enjoys the time that I'm on the show helping you out.
Did you tell her your time will be shortened today because it's a short week?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't tell her that at all. She didn't.
Well, see, what's her name? If she's listening now, hey, John's time will be a little shorter.
She wants to hear me for like sometimes a half an hour.
Well, sometimes she does. Or close to it.
She doesn't. I don't want to butcher this name, but Brian and Cheryl, B-U-N-F-I-L-L, Bunfill?
Bunfill?
Bunfill.
Fairview Heights, Illinois. Fairview Heights, Illinois.
Yeah.
Huh?
I believe there are other dealers closer.
Many dealers closer. And Mike Pompadoke.
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 You were worried about butchering the first name? which is easy. B-U-N-H-I-L-L. Bunhill. What's his name again?
For me.
What's his name again?
Mike Pompadoke.
Pompadoke.
Yeah, we call him Mike P.
Good.
There you go.
We did his handwriting. So, Brian and Cheryl, you bought a 2014 Chevy. C4 1168 was the stock number.
Way to go. There you go, Bunfels from Fairview Heights.
I cannot read this handwriting. It's brutal. But it's a nice vehicle. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. And drive safely. Could be a Camaro or an Impala.
That's the difference.
Camaro. But no, super nice people. Met so many more customers. I came in Saturday.
What?
After Mimi tried to not only, hurt me running because it was humid. It was a very humid weekend. And we didn't get out to run until about 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:20. And we took Jack the Wonder Dog. She had a great idea. Let's get the leash. Let's take Jack out for a run. Now, Jack, the Wonder Dog, gets quite a workout during the hunting season and before and after. And every once in a while, I take him to my buddy Terry Smith, the greatest trainer in the area out in Sparta, Illinois. And he gets a good workout there. But let's just say that Jack hasn't been doing a lot of exercising the last couple of weeks. So what do? We take him for a 4.5-mile run.
That's called animal cruelty.
Wow.
That's cruel.
You know, in his rear paws, you know, so we went to, we didn't think it was, we should have just gone to the Kirkwood Animal Clinic right by our house, but instead we went to, I think it's the Big Bend Emergency Animal.
You ran your dog so hard on the hot pavement, you had to take him to the emergency?
The pavement wasn't hot, it was just if he was running with me, he would have been fine. He was running with the really fast lawn dog, Mimi.
And okay? Had to go to the emergency room.
Well, we just had to get some pills to help with the pain and inflammation down. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. He was able to leap up into the back of that Tahoe to come to work today. So thank God Jack's okay. The lawn dog boys were like, it's one thing if you're trying to hurt Dad up. But the
don't
dog.
Don't hurt the dog.
They're like, leave the dog alone. So she felt pretty bad. But he's doing great now. She'll probably punch me when I get home tonight. But he's doing great. And you know, another great thing besides Jack, the Blackwater Jack, the Wonder Dog, is the deals. The deals at Johnny Lawn Dog Chevrolet, because of the AM and the PM crowd, are phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal. Go online, lawnduff.com, LONDOFF.com, 24/7, 365. Or give us a call here at Johnny Lawn Dog Chevrolet. The intersection of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florence, Missouri. The phone number is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And again, lawnduff.com. Very aggressive pricing. I cannot tell you how bad we need trade-ins. We need, whether it's a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, a 10-year-old car or truck, we need vehicles for our pre-owned department. We're averaging 7 to 10 sales a day, and we're just not taking that many vehicles in on trade. And
I would think almost everybody that buys a car trades in a car, but apparently not.
Well, you know, because of the economic situation in 08 and 09, a lot of people didn't buy a car. 08 was the beginning of the a market collapse in 09 and 10. You know, people started coming back a little bit in 11, a little bit more in 12. Last year, yeah. This year is a great year so far, knock on wood, and we think it will continue for quite a few years. So take advantage not only of the great pricing, but some of the unbelievable styling of our cars and trucks. And, I mean, I just absolutely love this new Tahoe I'm driving. And how's the Corvette? Did you get the Corvette out this weekend?
Yeah, I drove it today.
Yeah.
I didn't drive it this weekend, but I drove it today.
Hair blowing back in your...
That's real funny. Real funny.
Man.
Hair blowing in my face.
Knowing that you don't have any hairs on the top of your head.
Knowing that I've been afflicted since the age of 19 with baldness.
Do you wear a cap?
Rarely. Rarely. Certainly not in the... What's the point of being in the convertible if you got a cap on? No. I don't. If I'm going to be in the sun all day, I do. But no, not for a quick run in that car.
Do you have a lot of caps?
No, I don't.
Hats?
I don't.
How about you, Ian?
I do. I used to wear hats a lot, but I don't anymore.
You used to be kind of like the cap guy.
Yeah, I did.
He was.
I'm telling you, I bet between the four Lawn Dog boys and myself, and even Mimi, we have about 1,000 caps.
Well, everybody used to give caps.
Give a few away or something. Oh, no. That has a special meaning. That was a special event. That's not like, okay.
It's kind of hard to throw a cap away unless it's just filthy,
right,
dirty.
Yeah.
It's hard to throw it away, or unless it's one of those ugly, goofy, you know those caps that are too tall and they've got that netting that you can see through? Real cheap plastic, and then the plastic snap on the back. Yeah, I throw those in the garbage. But no, a decent cap, it's tough.
I've never had a cap with netting.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. It's mesh on top.
The back, half of it is mesh.
It's not solid. You can see through. Yeah,
they call them trucker hats.
Yeah, trucker hat. Good one.
Well, that's for when you're also fishing. But if you're out, you know, sometimes spring turkey hunting, it just gets so hot. You need to get a little air to your noggin so you don't pass out.
All right, we're going to send you some more people from Fairview Heights and everywhere else. Be prepared.
You're a good man, Frank.
All right, John.
All right. Talking to you all on the
too.
Everyone Drive Safe.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. John Londoff, who for some reason likes to keep telling me that everybody runs into thinks he's the best part of the show. Let's let him run with that if he wants to. We will do some more business. We will do some other stuff. We got some stories. I had a terrific groundhog killing week. I killed 3 groundhogs this weekend.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great fun. And for anybody out there going, oh, that's terrible. No, it's not. Ask any farmer or people who try to keep a golf course nice or a decent yard what groundhogs do to it. They'll thank you if you kill them. And I got to nail 3 of them. And it was so much fun because I'm sick and tired of them tearing the place apart and burrowing under, and they get under your house. Oh, we had a bat in our house. That's like this is the 4th time now we've had a bat in the house. That was exciting at 3 o'clock in the morning. So we got more. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to see how the roads look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident on southbound 141 at Astro Way, and they have the right lane blocked after the intersection. You got a bit of a backup behind that. If you're traveling on westbound 40, things are slowing now from Ballast out through 141. You're also a little bit slow coming in on eastbound 40 as you approach the Boone Bridge. They've got 2 right lanes down. The 2 left lanes are open. And then on northbound or southbound 170, we are slowing from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Check out $5.99 burgers at Applebee's. Every Monday after 4 p.m., $5.99 will get you any of their delicious burgers with fries. Only at Applebee's and only on Mondays. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For years, the best of the best in St. Louis baseball fine-tuned their skills in Memphis by playing for the Redbirds. Albert Pujols graduated from the Memphis Redbird School of Baseball in 2000. Yadier Molina earned his degree in 2004. Alan Craig in 2010 and Matt Carpenter in 2012. There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, Steve Scallon, I have a lot of people that call me and say, I'm getting these letters in the mail from people that want to buy my house. What are these letters all about?
Well, you know what, Scott? If you start getting letters from any company or law firm or any individual who says they want to buy your house, that is an incredible risky sign of danger. What that is your name and your house has shown up on a pre-foreclosure list, and these people who are coming in, quote, wanting to buy your home are vultures. Okay, you need to be really concerned when that happens because you're either looking at a foreclosure or if you contact these people, they're going to want to buy your home out from underneath you and leave you holding the bag. It's imperative. If anybody out there is receiving a letter that wants to buy your home, you need to stop what you're doing. You need to call the St. Louis Home Retention Group and get the protection that you have available to you here.
That number?
636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath May Warehouse Sale. Make your plans to see the great deals, like 10% off your cabinet purchase with a free kitchen or bath remodeling estimate, 5% off 3-centimeter granite and quartz countertops, and 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. Plus, they've just received a large selection of stainless steel Bosch ranges, and they're ready for your dream kitchen. Make sure to see the latest in
installed $7,999 bathroom with everything you need to completely remodel your 5x8 bathroom. And the famous affordable $5,000 kitchen has been updated with the latest materials and finishes. All these discounts, on top of the already low prices on quality cabinetry, countertops, and name brand appliances, will be too hard to pass up. Affordable Kitchens and Bath is located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more, call 636-441-1550.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets, they look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at St. Louis Closet Company, from the designers to the installers, have one goal in mind, and that is for you to be completely satisfied. Other companies say they'll do it, but at St. Louis Closet Company, 23 years, they have satisfied customers. They've won every award there is to win. Now, what about your closets? They'll come out to your house, and they'll give you a free in-home estimate. In about an hour, they'll have a design ready for you to look at, and of course, you can change, because at St. Louis Closet Company, it's all about custom designs. The installations are completed in one day by St. Louisans. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Murphy beds, master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, garages, mudrooms, even pantries. St. Louis Closet Company, check out their showroom on Big Bend, or check them out online, stlouisclosetco.com, and ask about their spring special. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
International soccer returns to St. Louis. See the best teams in the world square off before heading to Brazil. Bosnia versus Ivory Coast on the road to Brazil. Don't miss Checo and Drogba as they go head-to-head Friday, May 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the Edward Jones Dome. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Checo, Drogba, Bosnia versus Ivory Coast. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Why, you ask? Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm a combat show. I'm radio.
Strange weekend.
At the local bar.
That nutbag, Elliot Roger, the 22-year-old in Santa Barbara. I got something to say about that. Not that what I say matters. I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I'm getting real tired of people in the media wanting to, the guns. Half the people he killed are stabbed. Okay? We'll get to that later. And another observation about what the media did with this thing that really gripes me. We're going to talk about Thompson Price right now. Were you finished with your Burke segment?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to do this, and then we're going to, I know you're all on the edge of your seats, so we're going to get you off the edge of your seats after I do this. Thompson Price is a man's name, and it's a company name. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Every time there's a holiday like Memorial Day or Labor Day or somebody's birthday or a wedding or a reception at the house, people gather, and that's when you take a good hard look at your kitchen, your bathrooms, and you know whether you're proud of them, whether they're what you want them to be, whether the guests leave and talk. Women talk, okay? Women talk about other women's stuff. I can't believe her bathroom. I went in that half bath downstairs. Huh. This color scheme. That's just what women do. And they do open cabinets, by the way. Medicine cabinets, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen cabinets. Don't turn your back on your women friends. They'll look at your stuff. And then they'll tell all your friends. Did you know she has hemorrhoids? They'll tell your friends. Oh, they will. They'll tell your girlfriends what kind of tampons you use. I saw a pregnancy test discarded in the wastebasket in the bathroom. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't stop that. But you can be proud of your kitchen, your bathroom. Forget other people. How about just for yourself? How about the kitchen you always wanted? Serious cooks, people who love to be in the kitchen, have in their heads dream kitchens. Whatever that dream kitchen is, it's not even probably close to what you're going to end up with once you put your heads together, your head and the folks at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You're going to be so proud of this kitchen or bathroom. If you want to see just a few examples, and that's all it is a few, because they couldn't begin to have a showroom big enough for all their ideas and your ideas, you go to their website. I'll give you that in a minute. Or you go to their showroom. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. It's in De Pere in a shopping center there with TJ Maxx. And you get directions, you get a phone number, you get everything you need, and some nice, beautiful pictures, and even more beautiful work in the showroom. But remember, none of that is exactly what your kitchen or bathroom is going to be, because that's going to be determined, designed, built, put together by you and the folks at Thompson Price. And don't mind the process, because there's a reason for it. They want it to be perfect. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. And now with the remainder and most of his Burke segment, Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, I mentioned we hiked a couple times over the weekend.
Lucky.
Saturday. Yes, Saturday.
Lucky.
We did 7 miles. It's the Chubb Trail.
Which, by the way, is a long hike.
The Chubb Trail.
Yes. I don't think we've done one that long.
Why
we've
is done it called the Chubb?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I could probably only make the half Chubb Trail.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was half excited to go on the Chubb Trail. But, yeah, it starts in West Tyson Park in Eureka. And we had to take two cars because it's not most trails are a loop where you can end up back where you started, but this one was a straight line. So we drove separate and put one car at the end and then
sure
drove to the beginning.
Fun.
So, yeah, so it's...
Seriously, you don't know the Chubb? Why?
What the meaning? No. There's two B's in it, so I'm assuming it's a
insurance
name.
Insurance company, Chubb Insurance. Maybe, did they donate...
I don't think so. I don't think it was advertising related. Okay. Maybe there was somebody
named
Chubb.
Is it for heavy
Chubb
people?
Yeah.
Somebody named...
I would do the Chubby Trail.
Reinforced... Yeah. Pavement.
Yeah, so that was it takes you for the first 3 miles you're up and down a lot. It's and then the last four are pretty straight. You walk along the Merrimack and end up by Lone Elk Park in the World Brook Sanctuary.
Now, that's a long 7 miles.
Yeah, no, but it took us about 2.5 hours, I guess. And then yesterday we drove down to. Have you ever been to Lake Wapapello?
I think a long time ago, one time.
It is, it's down 67 near, it's in a town called Williamsville. It's south of Fredericktown, you know, pretty far down. And we did a trail there yesterday. It's a pretty neat lake. It's pretty big. It's a pretty substantial
size.
I think
nice
it's the U.S. Corps of Engineers lake.
Yeah, I think
but,
so.
Yeah, so that the trail we went on yesterday was only about 3 miles, and it went past a old cemetery that had graves from I think it was mostly one family, because it's called the Allison Cemetery, and a lot of the gravestones said Allison. So it looked like it was and there were a couple other last names along there, but most of them from the 1800s, and one of the Allisons was a a private in the Civil War. His and he had one of those markers that looks like in Jefferson Barracks. You know, all uniform ones. So it looks like maybe they had one from there that they brought down there. So he was born in like 1830 and died in 1900. So that was neat and seeing the lake. And
born 1830, died 1900. So he 42 years old. Yeah. Wow, young man.
Well, young man. Yeah, he was in the Civil War. Private in the Civil War. So 42. Yeah,
that's an odd name, isn't it? Civil.
Yes,
the Civil War.
Like, it wasn't very civil, apparently.
Nice to
from
each
what...
other. We kill 500,000 people. We were civil about it.
We're going
to
start shooting any minute.
Yeah, that's why it was the Civil War. All right, I'm shooting you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were walking for a while, and then all of a sudden, Angela, for some reason, my wife, said, "You're going to suck the venom out if I get bitten, right?" And I go, "Of course, yeah, right." And then, like, two steps later, I'm walking in front. I hear this rustle of leaves right by the trail. Sure enough, there's a snake coiled. I mean, if I would have kept, I go, she has some power. She does.
It.
I go, "Your powers are evil."
Wow.
And so,
it's like Adam and Eve in the garden, the snake.
We couldn't die. I mean, I don't like snakes to begin with, so I'm not going to get close and
try to see what
kind of snake it was. It was black, and it had like brown markings on its back,
oranges. That's a cobra.
Is that a cobra? Do we have cobras in Missouri?
Well, somebody
if
dropped
you by
one
the
off.
River, it could have been a water moccasin. There's water
moccasins. No, it wasn't those... near the water. It was, so we have no idea. So we just waited for him.
It doesn't matter. It's a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
wants to mess with it?
Yeah, no, I'm not going one of those people that go pick it up by the tail and hold it up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Nope, not me. I let it go on its way, and then we were walking. So, so
that's
that was
weird,
yesterday.
Though. She had just said.
Yeah. Venom, you can suck the snake.
And there's a snake.
Sure enough.
Maybe she planted the snake earlier. Yeah.
So that was about 2.5 hours each way we drove to Lake Wapapello yesterday. So, and then I wanted to mention last night I felt like I needed to watch a couple war documentaries just to, pay respects to learn more or whatever. The two I watched, one was Brothers in War. It was just released this year, I think in March. It aired on National Geographic Channel, and I think you can find it. I'm sure it's on Netflix or wherever. It was really good. It's about Charlie Company and
Vietnam.
Yep. And so that was good. And then another one I saw was This Is What Winning Looks Like is the name of the title. And this documentarian is filming the process now of our Marines trying to train these Afghan security forces to, since we're leaving, our troops are all leaving at the end of this year, and just the headaches of trying to get them trained. And, some are on drugs. Some of the Afghan forces are, doing heroin. Some are pedophiles. And it's just a different code of ethics that the Afghan people have as opposed to our military. So
yeah, our military people don't do any drugs.
It's very frustrating to watch some of these because just the different rules of life that they live by, and trying to get these people, and they're not sure what's going to happen once we're gone from there. So and I think that one's on YouTube. You can watch This Is What Winning Looks Like. That's the name of the title. So
okay,
that was it.
All right, let's shut her down. The Burke segment is officially closed. I recorded Taking Chance, but I didn't watch it because I've seen it 3 times, but I'm going to watch it. I've got it. I've recorded it. I'll watch it again. Kevin Bacon. If you feel like you didn't give quite enough attention to Memorial Day, that would be one for you to grab, is Taking Chance. First Community Credit Union. I'll be in there this week. You know how I know that? Because I don't think it's rare that a week goes by that I don't go in there. I need to be way, way, way out of town for a long time or some unusual circumstances where I wouldn't go in, because I just do. I like to go in. Sometimes I just go in to... Here, cash this check. It was a little check. Sometimes you get in the mail like a rebate check. My wife does that, and I don't know they're coming. And I open it up, and you can tell it's a check. Pay to.
Right.
Man, I rip into it. $3.80.
Yeah, I got one after I paid off the last payment on my car, and for some reason, I don't know, there must have been a difference. It was like 74-cent check.
Yeah.
It's still just sitting.
We got a check on that kit for 2 cents. That's the smallest check I've ever received. A 2-cent check. It cost them more than that to send the 2 cents, and we'd have never known that. I got to give them credit for being honest. But I go in there for even that kind of stuff, like, hey, here, I'll get some walking around change, cash this check for, $3.20 or whatever. I like to go in there. Sometimes I don't really go in, and I can say this truthfully. I think there are people who do go in for the popcorn. I'm not one of those people, but if you are, knock yourselves out. They don't care. It's free and it's good popcorn, and you're a member and you deserve it. If you're not a member and you want some, get it anyway and tell them it's okay because we said it was okay. It'll give you a reason to go into any First Community Credit Union location. That is where I bank. It is where I do all my banking, and I've done personal banking, business banking, checking, savings, money management account, all the whole thing. It's all there. It's all there under the name First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You'll see why when you become a member like we are. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident southbound 141 at Astro Way, but we do have a new one. It's on eastbound 70 at Goodfellow, and we are picking up more volume now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Ballast through 141. This report brought to you by At Home. At Home, the home decor superstore, is now open in Fenton, O'Fallon, Illinois, and Bridgeton. Endless possibilities for decorating at unbeatable value. Every room, every style, everyday low prices. Go in and make yourself at home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is licensed and